Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam kaže nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5:15 hodine u Pittsburghu, a 5:10 hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Palovka, a njeska je nedilja 3. septembra 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russin radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Pittsburgh time, which is Eastern Standard Time, and 9:30 p.m. in Prešov, which is Central European Time. You can listen to our archives any time of the day or night by going to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Palovka, and today is Sunday, September 3rd, 2023. Last couple days, the weather was a little more fall-like, but now we're back into Indian summer and the 90-degree temperatures. As I've mentioned before, I am not a warm-weather person, let alone 90-something degrees. It's Labor Day. It should be cooler than 90 degrees, but it is what it is. Before we start today's broadcast, I would like to wish everyone a very happy Labor Day, which is tomorrow, the 4th of September here in the United States. And today is the 3rd of September, and I'd like to wish very happy birthday to my brother, Mark Palovka. Won't tell you how old he is. He's a few years older than me. So I'd like to wish him a very happy birthday. We have two numbers for him to start the program off. He is a clarinet player, one of the best clarinet players that I know. I'm a clarinet player too, but if I could achieve to be 50% of what he is, I would be pretty darn good. That's how good he is. So we have a clarinet chatadash for him on his birthday. Then we have him playing. He was part of a Balkan orchestra here in the Pittsburgh area called Lole. And this is the second number is a clarinet solo type number. And it was taken from Božidar Boki Milošević, who is a Serbian clarinetist extraordinaire. And it's called Rugovski Odjek. Happy birthday, Mark. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Russin FM. If you would like to make a donation or would like to get in touch with me and let me know where you're listening from, you can call me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can also contribute by going to our main page, the Carpatha Russin Society, at c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program. The Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatha Russin Society proudly presents the documentary by the John and Helen Timo Foundation, The Resurrection of a Nation. Their president, Maria Silvestri, will be going to the Philadelphia area on September 16th to show this documentary and discuss it. It will take place, as I said, Saturday, September 16th at the Radnor Memorial Library, 114 West Wayne Avenue in Radnor, Pennsylvania. The event will start at 2 p.m., and Maria will take questions at the end of the documentary. Snacks will be provided, and there is a $10 charge for admission. If you are interested in the Delaware Valley Branch's presentation of the Resurrection of a Nation by the John and Helen Timo Foundation and their president, Maria Silvestri, who will take questions after, please contact John Kupcha at this email address, johnkupcha@comcast.net, johnkupcha@comcast.net, Saturday, September 16th, at the Radnor Memorial Library in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Next, enjoy two numbers from a very popular singer in Eastern Slovakia, Stefan Štetc, and we have Kozatska and Husulka. Enjoy. Thank you. On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the 172nd birthday on Friday, the 1st of September, of priest, seminary professor, and writer of Old Ruthenian National Orientation in Lemkovina, Mikolai Maliniak. Mikolai Maliniak, whose pseudonyms were H.D.M. Kamyanin, as well as Rim Lyanin, was born September 1st, 1851, in the Lemko village of Kamyana, then part of Austrian Galicia, today part of the administrative district in southeastern Poland of Gmina Labowa, which is about 15 miles southeast of Nowy Sącz and 11 miles north of Krynica. After completing the gymnasium in Nowy Sącz, Maliniak studied at the Pontifical Greek College in Rome. At the end of his studies in 1875, he was awarded doctorates in theology and philosophy from the Vatican's Urbanian University, and the same year ordained a Greek Catholic priest. Upon his return home to Lemkovina, he served in several Greek Catholic parishes, such as Wroblik Królewski, Nowica, Złoskie, and Szlachtowa, and in 1890 until the last years of his life in the village of Sliwnica. During these years, he also taught theology and was a prefect at the Greek Catholic Theological Seminary in Lviv. Maliniak was a nonconformist whose critical views about religious and national life in the late 19th century Eastern Galicia frequently caused him difficulty. He frequently spoke out against what he considered discrimination against Rusyns in Austria-Hungary, and as a conservative old Ruthenian, he was particularly critical of the Ukrainian national orientation in Galicia. His writings took different forms, such as autobiographical sketches, polemical essays, reflections, sermons, aphorisms, and poems, many of which were published in a series of four volumes under the general title Zerna Horushina, and in his Chetenia Pariminia. Maliniak wrote in the so-called Yazychia, which is a mix of Church Slavonic and the local Rusyn dialect, with influences from his native Lemko vernacular. During the first months of World War I, in September 1914, he was arrested by the Austrian authorities on suspicion of Russophile sympathies and sent to the internment camp at Talerhof, where he died within the year. Mikolai Maliniak died February 20th, 1915. And on the 2nd of September, we commemorated the 126th birthday of lawyer, publicist, and political activist of Russophile orientation in Podkarpatska Rus and the Prešov region, Jan Židovsky. Jan Židovsky, whose pseudonym was Yastriab Karpatsky, was born September 2, 1897, in Šariške Jastrabie, then part of the Hungarian Kingdom. Today is in Šariš County, about 25 miles northwest of Prešov. Židovsky's student years at the Piarist Fathers Gymnasium in Sabino were interrupted in 1915 when he was drafted into the Austro-Hungarian Army. A year later, he was captured on the Eastern Front, and during the Civil War in Russia, he served the Bolsheviks as a political commissar in the 216th International Communist Brigade. After returning home to the new state of Czechoslovakia, Židovsky completed his gymnasium studies in Prešov and studied law at Comenius University in Bratislava. He worked for a while as a tax inspector for the Czechoslovak authorities in Užhorod. By the 1930s, he had a law practice in Užhorod and was director of the Prešov branch of the Užhorod-based Subcarpathian Bank. Židovsky was a strong critic of the Slovak administration in the Prešov region, where he hoped to stem the tide of national assimilation by expanding the network of Russian-language schools through Rusyn villages. He promoted his views in two newspapers that he published. The first one, Narodnaya Gazeta, from 1924 through 1936, and Ruskaya Narodnaya Gazeta in 1937 and 1938, as well as in brochures on the Russian language and nationality question. He was also chairman of the Russian National Party, the Russophile faction of the Central Russian National Council, the Dukhnovich Society, and the Druzhina Society. During the period of the Slovak fascist state from 1939 to 1944, Židovsky operated a law practice in the East Slovak town of Giraltovce. He remained an opponent of the regime and participated in the underground Carpatho-Russian Autonomous Council for National Liberation, known as Krasno. When Czechoslovakia was restored at the close of World War II, he worked for the State Council in Košice, then for the Ministry of Information in Prague. In 1947, he returned to Prešov and worked as a lawyer until his retirement. As a Russophile, he played no role in the cultural and civic life of the Russians following the introduction of the Ukrainian national orientation in the early 1950s. Jan Židovsky died April 2nd, 1982.
Як зачую коломійку, зачую, зачую, через тую коломійку дома не ночую. Ой, заграй мій музиченько, заграй мій, ти молода дівчиночко, співай мій, співай мій. Хопа, ану, весело, гей, хопа. Я Микола, ти Микола, оба ми Миколи, мене били коло церкви, тебе коло школи. Мене били коло церкви, бо не міг співати, тебе били коло школи, бо не знав читати. Гей, хоп, а опа, хоп. Hey, hey, hey.
was in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The National Carpatha Rusyn Society presents the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference, hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter. This will take place Saturday, September 30th, from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Eastern, at King's College, 133 North River Street in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, at the Sheehy Farmer Campus Center, room 119. Enjoy captivating presentations, savor our delicious Rusyn foods, and hear fascinating stories by fellow Rusyns. This year's presenters are Tom Peters, Father Paul Warhola West, Isabel Fernando, and Natalie Asikainen. In addition, there will be document interpretation, Rusyn items for sale, a basket raffle, and more. Registration is $30 a person, space is limited, and the deadline to register is September 22nd. For more information on the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society on Saturday, September 30th at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, please contact George Paulush at area code 860-490-1074. That's George, 860-490-1074. And mark your calendars for Sunday, October 29th. The annual Carpatha Rusyn Festival will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. The day's festivities start with Divine Liturgy. Then next door at the Social Center, beginning at noon, will be the festival, where they will have all of the delicious Rusyn foods that your heart desires, a bake sale. They'll also have raffles. They will have sales items. They have displays, presentations, and much more, children's activities, as well as musical entertainment by Solkira. So that is Sunday, October 29th. It's only about an hour and a quarter ride from Pittsburgh, and it's accessible, handicap accessible, and that is Sunday, October 29th. I know I said that again, but let's get it into your brains. Sunday, October 29th, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, annual Carpatha Rusyn Festival. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast of this program, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. C-rs.org, where you can join the society, take part in a genealogical discussion, order from our online and offline catalog, and much more. c-rs.org. And also listen to Rosen FM any time of the day or night. Log on to your computer and go to rosen.fm, or on your smart device, just go to your app store and download the app. Look for Rosen FM. Rosen FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
Я собі дівка.
Holos Rusiniu Amerika.